My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Think about, just as a Bay Area sports fan, what you've experienced since the last Jets playoff victory, which was in the year of 2010, so probably 2011. So the Giants have three, the Warriors have four titles, and the Niners have been to multiple Super Bowls. And yet, I know New York's had success with, I guess, the Yankees. No, yeah, the Yankees haven't won one since 2010.
I mean, the Yankees have been largely, if you think about the bar they've set, they have not been hitting it for a couple
of
decades.
Not. But just as a Jets fan, if you're, you know, I guess it's Jets and Mets, and it's Giants and Yankees for the most part. I don't know how New York works, but
yeah, whatever.
Either way, Jets fan, you've had nothing since the 2010 season. That's a long run of futility.
Well, you know what? And maybe this would be a fun thing to ask Joe Beningo, and we will, but it might be even more fun to ask you and all of us before Joe comes on. 888-957-9570, because I do hear this a lot. Boy, those Bay Area 49er fans, so spoiled, so entitled, so ungrateful. Is that true? You buy it? You hear that a lot from outside the area.
I think spoiled is a little strong, but I do think it comes down to appreciation. And I don't believe that we have the proper appreciation for what we're seeing and what we're experiencing. And a lot of this falls on Kyle Shanahan. We look at his shortcomings more than we step back and appreciate just how good we have it. Because you look at the Jets as a good example. No playoffs since 2010. One winning season since 2010. And that was a 10-6 campaign with Todd Bowles, and you didn't make the playoffs. So it's been a bunch of 8-8s, a handful of 5-11s, a sprinkling of 4-12s, and a 2-14. So the Jets have been through it since 2010. And yet we out here are complaining about an overthrow to Emmanuel Sanders in the Super Bowl and an overtime coin toss botched in the Super Bowl, an arm that fell off in the NFC Championship game, and a dropped pick in the NFC Championship game. Four things that we highlight as, oh, woe is me.
Well,
and meanwhile, you know, you got Joe Beningo swearing and cussing because they haven't done anything in 14 years. So yes, privileged and spoiled, maybe that's too strong, but certainly unappreciative at the very least.
So this always boils down to, I think, that same old concept of, is it better to have loved and lost than never loved at all? The Jets would represent you never loved at all. The 49ers, at least in recent years, have done a lot of loving and losing, which is, in other words, like, boy, we're in this great relationship, and it goes all the way to February, and then you tease us. You dangle the trophy right in front of our face. We can smell it. We can almost taste it. We can feel it, and then we don't get it, right? And so it feels like a breakup. I mean, Grandy even made a comment to us yesterday about watching this game last night. You said this brought up all of the feelings of February for you again, yeah?
Yeah, no doubt. And part of it is because the Niners, I don't know if I, as a Niner fan, I feel like I can say should have won that game in February. They easily could have. And now you see the Chiefs team that's probably better than they were last year. And you might look back on this past Super Bowl as the best chance to knock off the Chiefs.
I mean, maybe. I also think, look, everything out of a game like that, there's an overreaction to it inherently. Like, that's automatic. Everything we saw last night, we are overreacting. Remember what the Chiefs did a year ago last night. They lost.
Yep.
They lost with wide receivers having balls bouncing off of their just brick hands. And they lost, and then they still won the Super Bowl. And so that may be the Ravens this year. Like, it was one football game. People are going to lose their entire fantasy free agent budget on Isaiah Likely. People are going to trade Mark Andrews. People are going to decide that Travis Kelce is done. Like, all of these things, there's such an inherent overreaction to one game. So I do not look at last night and go, Chiefs are still the best. I can joke around and be like, good Lord, you gave him Xavier Worthy crying out loud. But I like...
Well, that was your immediate reaction.
It was.
And it felt like an overreaction. And then when you watch the rest of the game, you realized it may not be an overreaction because that guy with that skill set on that team, that one felt a little bit more real than an overreaction.
I think there'll be a problem.
Yes.
I think that when you put that kind of speed with a good play caller and a quarterback that offers so many different threats, I think it's very, very hard to defend. Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, these people are very, very hard to defend because they can come at you from so many different angles. And when the Chiefs can be like this traditional drop back team and go, I got Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce, you're going to have Marquise Brown soon, all these things. And then all of a sudden you can be like, whoa, that guy lined up in the slot and he's flying and he's gone. You're just like, well, crap. Like, right. How do you defend this? So I can see that. Look, they're good. Obviously, they're the Chiefs. We already knew that. But yeah, everything is also an overreaction. We've got one game
right
to react to at this point. So everything is kind of overdone.
It is, but at the same time, they've won the last two Super Bowls, and Grandy said it perfectly, I think, when he said they look better. They do look better. The defense probably not quite as good. The offense looks significantly better. Isaiah Pacheco, another one of these, well, he was undrafted, right? Or knew he was a seventh rounder, Isaiah Pacheco. And he looks to be the perfect running back for that system. Just a rugged, between the tackles guy who can make people miss, break a tackle, move the pile. They do look like a very, very good team. And Baltimore, for their part, their quarterback is a guy who every time he gets the ball in his hands, something exciting is going to happen. He's fun to watch, and they're dangerous because of him.
Absolutely. These were two, we knew this, right? These were two of the highest level teams out there. But I wonder this, you know, thinking about the way we watched this game where it felt like, you know, you listen to what Grandy just said, it feels like the 49er fan base right now flirts at times with an inferiority complex, which is funny with how much success they've had. And that, like, I'm not telling you how to feel. I just know, for example, how Joe Beningo would feel about how we feel. You know what I mean by that? Like, that's all. I think that it's a good thing that we are a little spoiled, but we are.
Yeah.
Like, I can carry that label. I got no issue with that.
Yeah, I guess. And spoiled is, you know, part of not having an appreciation. And you are spoiled in that you've got one of the best coaches. You've got an owner who's not afraid to go out of pocket to rework contracts to keep everyone together. A GM who's in the Hall of Fame who is really good at working with the coach and building a great roster. They've had a very good roster now for a bunch of years running. And, you know, you're a team that's humming. You've been to the Final Four for the last 5 years. So how can you not take that for granted in some ways? And outside looking in, Jets fan, you probably look at this and say, I want what they have.
Well, absolutely. And I think what this actually means is the bar has been set really high. So this is a very good thing. But nobody's going to be excited by 9-8.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, there's no near miss. Even if it's a wild card season and a first round out, people are going to look at that, and they should, as underwhelming and a huge disappointment. It's the same thing with the Golden State Warriors. How everyone's just hanging on by their fingernails to this idea that they're still a championship contender, even though if you really get down deep into someone's gut, they probably know that they're probably not going to be a championship contender, at least not as they're currently constructed. But we won't let that go because that's where our bar is. It's very hard to move the bar. Like, if you want to know why Giants fans are so mad, like, that's why you're so mad. It's not that the Giants have actually been, in the grand scheme of baseball, all that embarrassing. What they are, though, is a franchise that deserves better. And that's probably not the right word.
No, but I think you just...
The bar has been set, and that's what we expect you to try to shoot for, and it feels like now there's been an extended period of coming in below the bar.
It's funny you say that because for me, the bar has been lowered so far for the Giants, and yet you still haven't reached the bar. Like this year, we all set the bar at 85 wins and be a wild card team.
Yeah.
It wasn't even be one of the best in baseball or win a chip. We moved the bar, and not just you and I, but Giants fans collectively. The odds makers set the over-under at 81.5. The bar has been set at mediocrity plus a little bit, and you can't even get there.
You're absolutely
That's
right.
That's what's so maddening, right?
No, I agree with you, but sort of my response to that would be like, look at the emotion you get. I think that's where you can tell where someone's bar is. And you're right. The bar has been lowered, but that's been missed again. And so you get just absolute emotional outpouring. Look at Guru and his Pirates fandom. He don't care.
Right.
Because why? Because the bar is all the way down on the ground.
There is no bar.
There's no bar.
Wow.
There's no bar. So they just sit there and they're like, well, yeah.
That's bothering me.
That's what you expect. And if something better than that happens, you do this like eyebrow raising thing where you're like, hey, the Pirates are actually only one game under 500.
Sports, man.
Yeah.
Granny's in his bag in there.
Yeah, he is. Guru said something about sports earlier today that I thought was maybe the greatest thing he's ever said about it. He goes, I feel bad for people who aren't sports fans. I just, it's like, how can you not?
How can you miss this?
Like, what's the matter? Like, I just feel bad for him.
Yeah.
And then Steiny started talking about the arts. And I got all these feels because he brought up the Louvre and the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And I've been there. And I started thinking, ooh, Guru is so right because I've been there. And for the life of me, I could not figure out while I was there, why is this so famous? I'm in a room. There's a picture of a person. It's not really anything special about it other than that.
It's behind bulletproof glass.
Bulletproof glass. There's a long line. When you get there, you just look at it. Oh.
Yeah.
And then you leave. It's like Chevy Chase at the Grand Canyon. You just, oh, there it is. All right. And then you leave and you're like, I traveled 11 hours on a plane to get all the, right?
It's history though.
Exactly.
It's history.
But it's because someone told you that. A lot of things are history.
Well, it's been decided that it's one of the finest works of art.
But that's my point. Someone told us that.
Right. Right.
You and I didn't walk in front of it and go, it's one of the finest pieces of art I've ever seen.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's like
picture of a lady.
It's a picture of a lady. It's just a thing. But I've been told when I go to France, that's what I have to go see. And then you feel stupid if you act like when you're in these museums, you don't like what you're seeing. You have to act, oh, boy, yeah, did you see that? No, it's just like, it's just stuff.
You check in the box, exactly.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Let's go get a croissant and just be fat and happy. What am I looking at right now?
I'm going to eat it.
There are other museums that will deliver more bang for the buck in Paris. Hi, I'm Rick Steves, Europe Through the Back Door.
I took Rick Steves on this trip, and I went to all of them, and I had the same reaction to all of them.
Oh, you go to the Musée d'Orsay?
Been there.
Converted train station?
Been there.
Spectacular impressionism there.
What?
You're welcome. I'm just a little bit more sophisticated than you, Mark. I'm in touch with the arts, Steiny.
I don't argue this at all. I'm in there, and you. Thank you. You immediately realize you're like, I'm only here because someone told me I'm supposed to be here, and now I'm going to feel dumb if I don't act like this is amazing.
It's a different muscle than sports, and you can appreciate both. The thing about sports is, like last night, for example, you get down to the last couple of plays, 10 seconds to go. And unlike the Mona Lisa, you don't know what's going to happen. When you go see the Mona Lisa, you've seen pictures of it 1,000 times. You look at it and you go, yeah, that's the Mona Lisa, all right.
I mean, you can check, make it dramatic box. If you want.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
Jump over the ropes. It'll get dramatic fast.
Or try to throw some paint on it or whatever. Just you can imagine? Go dramatic. People do that. People try to vandalize art.
Or just start ripping it. Just like get up to the Mona Lisa, start chanting overrated. Right when you get there.
I thought you meant physically ripping it, trying to rip it apart.
No.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Totally. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's art, but sports, man.
I got nothing against art, but Goo just, he hit me with that. He hit me in the cardiac.
Yeah.
Well, he hit me because I'm like, yeah, man, I want you all. I wish for everyone to experience it the way those of us who are diehards experience it.
Especially last night, and I think yesterday when we played all the theme songs and the three of us, and Ken probably was excited too, see him, but that really set the mood, and then you get to kick off, and you and I are watching it in here, it's like, here we go.
This is the
first of 272, and man, football hits differently, because even though neither of those teams are our teams, and forget fantasy, you know, if you had somebody, you're more interested, but even if I had no one in that game, I would have been completely invested.
Completely, absolutely. I've told you this before. That time we were at the Super Bowl party and I looked out the window and there was a guy going for a run.
Right.
I wanted to chase him down the street.
What's wrong with you?
I wanted to get to him and be like, sports, man. What are you doing out here?
Sports, man.
You got to get inside a house and watch the game. You can't just have AirPods in. Running around aimlessly getting fresh air. That's not what today's all about.
Yeah, you got to be locked in.
Sheesh.
But apparently not everyone is like that. But
yeah, I know. Now, tickets would be a lot more expensive if everybody was in.
That's true.
So it's okay. Like, it's fine. But I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't really understand
I don't
it either.
Get it.
Like, I don't even know if I have anybody in my circle who's like, yeah, you know, who's in the Super Bowl? Or
well, your wife.
She watches. She watches enough to know what's going on.
She watches because of you, though.
And, well, the first question last night was, is Taylor there? So, and I said yes.
Yes.
And I said, I'll even tell you what she's wearing because Mark reported to me what she's wearing.
Dude, daughter got home from soccer practice and she had already seen what Taylor was wearing and she had not watched any of the game yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that's what a phone will do for you.
Yep.
Like, immediately, what's the outfit? Yeah.
There you go.
Why not?
That's, you know, bringing new fans to the game.
That's what we're doing to the players now, too. Everybody's doing their entrance videos.
That's right.
What are they wearing? Why can't we do that with Taylor Swift?
You sure can.
Yeah.
Well, she scrutinized everything she does.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. I thought she looked great last night.
Yeah.
He only caught three balls, so he didn't get a lot of cutaway shots. But, you know, they
just
won.
Just the one cutaway, I think, right?
That I can
if
remember.
That, yeah.
Yeah. I was a little in and out.
Yeah, I was walking to you and doing the thing.
I was cooking. I mean, I was locked in, but unfortunately, I don't have a kitchen where I can see the TV. It's frustrating.
You gotta get one of those TV kitchens.
Yeah, I do. I just gotta.
A little kitchen TV.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.